was able to accumulate $500,000 plus some gold bars.
Which I transport solely in...
My name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show Traveling Series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Motel on WGXC. This is your host, Honey. Tonight, we've got a bit of a different sort of episode for you and a different voice that you're just about to hear. The voice of, are you going with your...
Rager.
Yes.
You can call me Rager.
local, I want to say local legend, local musician, local former WGXC contributor,
former
future
current.
Present future
past present future.
Yeah, you've probably been hearing on a few other shows we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We do this every once in a while until we don't have to do it anymore, and the only way for us not to do it anymore is for you to go to wgxc.org/donate, become a sustaining supporter, and then if like enough of you do that, no more pledge drives. But till then, we get to talk to you about why radio is important.
We love radio.
Why community radio is important. And then this pledge drive specifically, we're talking about why local music is important.
Yay.
And that's why Rager is joining us.
It's so important.
Because a grounding force for the local music scene in Greene and Columbia counties.
I'm blushing.
She's either participating in performing on or in the audience for, I would say, any music-related event that I saw in my time in Hudson. Rager was either on stage or next to me.
Wow.
Is that wrong?
I mean, like, lately I feel like I've been away a lot, so I feel like I can't claim that title.
Away a lot on music.
On music business.
In endeavors, yeah. So you're allowed.
On music play.
But yeah, the pledge drive this time around, we're talking about why, I mean, a local music scene is important culturally to any community, yeah. But local radio ties into that.
So deeply.
Because it's a place where you can hear and discover not just songs you've never heard, deep cuts, which happens all the time on so many of our music shows, but also you can hear music that's made by your neighbors, and yeah. Then you can go out and see them and you can participate in the live music experience with them.
Yeah, you really like it. You can even like, you get to like watch each other unfold as artists, which is like so beautiful.
Right, and follow people through their various projects.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there's nothing cooler than being like, I discovered my new favorite band. They live down the street from me.
Yeah.
They play this town 60 times a year. Every time they write new music, I get to hear it first.
It's true. I've had also situations where I've been in the car, I'm listening to something on WGXC, and then someone else in another car is listening to the same thing, and then we talk about that song. Like, it's like magically happened like multiple times, and recently it happened with this amazing song about someone who's in love with their television.
And the song really was good. By...
It's called Television by Robin Hitchcock.
Oh, of course.
I'd never heard it before. And yeah. I was like, it's like, bing-a-bong-a-bing-bong, bing-bong. That actually, that happened to Gushy, the band.
A band that we're going to talk about.
We were in separate cars listening to that same song. And I Shazammed it.
Yeah, and there's like an immediacy there that you don't get with your algorithmically designed playlists, or yeah. Even when you're playing songs that you chose for yourself. It's nice to be like, other people out there are listening to the exact same thing that I am right now. They're feeling the same thing. They are looking at the same sunset or the same yeah. moon.
Yeah, the same stars shine upon us tonight on WGXT.
Really? It's so hard. I mean, loyal WGXC listeners might, and especially those who like to tune in at 8 p.m. will have just heard my voice yesterday doing this pledge drive, and I guess hopefully that is a good thing and not a bad thing for you, but it is really hard for me to go in and out of joking around about this sort of thing and trying to be fun and funny as I like to be, and then being like, but actually I'm talking about the thing that is actually most important in my life, and so I go in and out of earnestness.
Yeah, well, earnestness and humor go hand in hand.
So we love the pledge drive on WGXC, we being me and my various co-hosts.
I feel like I've very much enjoyed a pledge drive on WGXC before.
Like, talk about my favorite. Yeah, I'm like, I get to preach the gospel of radio for an hour. Yeah, that's actually not hard for me at all.
Yeah. And it really is. I think that's one of the beautiful things about having a local radio station that's open like that, is you can just be your freaky self live on air and just have fun.
True.
And that's really just the juice of life. Oh, right, true. There.
And when Rager says you can be your freaky self, we mean that quite literally. If you have an idea or a thing you want to talk about or a creative passion and you don't have an outlet for it, or you want to flex a part of your creative muscle that you don't get to flex in your 9-to-5 drudgery that we all have to be a part of,
yeah.
You can apply to be a volunteer programmer.
Yeah, you can. Oh my, I actually have pitched a couple of shows that have not floated on in the airwaves.
Well, I mean, it's a rigorous application process.
And I also think the issue is that the applications are being seen by a very small amount of people.
That's so real.
It takes them a while to get through the stack.
Yeah, I think like both of the things that I wanted to do are also pretty unhinged. I'll give you an example.
Sure.
So
I was like, are you?
This is my pitch right now. I'm doing a live pitch. Yeah. Okay, so the show is called Conflict Resolutions. You take two people in a small town community that have issues with each other, and you have them hash it out live on air.
That's honestly so good.
That's good radio.
It's really good radio. Not to talk about my work, but we did have a podcast that was called Enemies, where that was the concept, where the host brings on two people to talk about their issue. And I will say, and I wonder if this was maybe with all of their radio experience and all of their foresight, maybe the good people at WGXC could see this coming, which is we had to cancel the show.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Because everyone would say, yeah, I want to be on that. That sounds fun. And then everyone would cancel last minute.
I mean, it may, like,
it's a lot. It's a very brave thing to do.
It's truly. And dealing with that sort of conflict, I feel like a lot of the time we can just spiral out in our minds and make stories about all of these things and our relationships with other people and like how, you know, it's just like a matter of the mind.
Yeah.
Right. And so I feel like you get to that final moment where you're like, oh, I can't do it because the story I made up about why I'm so mad at this person is more important than resolving this conflict.
You're asking people to do like a lifetime's worth of growth.
Yes.
in a short time span. And I think I'm sure that is highly stressful to people. However, it is a great idea, and it's great ideas like that that deserve to have a home on WGXC.
There we go.
And we celebrate.
You know, maybe not great ideas like exactly that, but a great idea that is your own.
That is your own. Yeah. You think of a great idea. And then the thing is I think everyone has a few great ideas in them, and I think that you shouldn't be afraid to try them out on the air. It's really fun, really freeing and scary and vulnerable and cool. But in case that isn't something you're looking to do, but you still want to support the existence of this station, which is the lifeblood of a community, I've said it before, you can donate at wgxc.org/donate, and you can see the little tracker move with every little dollar that you drop in, which is really exciting. Because we're on our way to get $5,000 in monthly sustaining support, which will allow the good people at WGXC to sleep soundly at night knowing the station can go on. You can also call 518-697-7400. You can write a letter.
Write a love letter.
You can write a love letter to WGXC. Love that would be great. You can add a check to it and mail it to WGXC-FM. Care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acra, New York, 12405. The Love Motel, which is what is usually on first Thursdays at 8 p.m., was just an idea that two of your neighbors had and were like, it would be cool if we could do this, and then we could. Typically a love advice show. We'll be back next month with love advice, but tonight we're going to talk about going to talk about local music, but specifically we're here to debut some projects.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's been cooking.
And I will say, okay, I guess let's start here. How would you describe the existence or lack thereof of a local music scene in Hudson? In Columbia and Greene County.
Like, I feel like it's, I guess in any idea of like a local music scene, really, I just like think back to like why I end up personally making music, which is out of like necessity to process life. And I think that like generally in any locality that you're in, there are people around you that are processing life through music, you know? So like just in a scene generally, I feel like there's a lot of like unseen people making music that are part of that scene.
Yeah.
I feel like there's, within our area, there's just, like, so many creative, talented people that just want to, like, be in community with each other, and that takes form in so many different ways and intersects in so many different ways. I feel like we really do have, like, a network of people that are all creating things and co-creating things, and, like, we all bounce things off of each other, we all inspire each other. Like, it's a really beautiful thing. I would not be the musician I am today without, you know, living where I live and engaging, like, with all just, like, there's literally just so many talented, beautiful people.
True. Yeah.
And there's not necessarily the places for everyone to play.
Yeah.
Like, venues go in and out. You kind of can, like, make up venues, you know, mm-hmm. one night only. But I think for the most part, especially since, like, you know, the pandemic, there's been just, like, a lot of, you know, the bigger spaces that have just closed down and have gone. But then also there's places that are now, like, I feel like there's more shows happening again.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I think a lot has happened since I'm on an extended business trip at the moment.
Yeah, extended business trip to Los Angeles.
Yeah, we haven't said this. Rager and I are broadcasting live from Los Angeles, where you're on a short business trip here.
Yeah,
and I'm on a quite long one. Yeah, I'm like on like a 3-year one, and I'll be back soon. But yeah, I remember it was weird for me to move from. I moved from Boston to Hudson. I don't think Boston has a lot going for it, but it did have a really thriving underground, like, DIY house strip scene. And I was also a lot younger. I was a lot younger, but a lot of these musicians were, I guess, my age now and still making music in basements and doing what they wanted to do. And it was very cool. And there was new projects happening all the time. And so I think it takes both things. It takes all of those people who, all these freaks that are drawn to the same place, which Hudson has in spades. It's like why there's, I think it, Hudson draws a lot of like-minded people in this weird way. And then it allows for this kind of beautiful collaboration. That we're talking about.
It just happens like naturally. Cause you're just like hanging out and you're like, I'm obsessed with this idea. Like, I love this track. Or like, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to throw a party?
But I think it's also like, how come I have so much in common with these people? And it's like, okay, well, we ended up here for some of the same reasons, even unknowingly, or if you want to think about it in a cosmic sense or a literal sense. But I do think there's this missing element, at least when I was there, of places to play, which I think helps the scene thrive. And hopefully that changes. But in the meantime, a lot of beautiful things and a lot of, like, I mean, Community Rave Network being one.
Yes. Shout out CRN.
Just a way for people to be like, I know that I want to go see music, or I want to go hear people DJ. And having a consistent thing that people know is happening that develops the scene. And it sounds like that's really happening. And that's really beautiful.
It's so important. I mean, it's like, it's really just so important I'm so existential. It's just like so important for like general human existence to like dance and to like experience those things together.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of dance and dance music, can we talk about the existence of a new band that's about to be everyone's favorite band? We played one song of theirs last night.
Which one? We played Banshee.
Yay! When I was talking about it last night, Peter and I said, we were like, I saw them live a few weeks because they were here on their business trip to Los Angeles. I got to witness them perform, first time for me to see them, and it was like, oh, this is a band that's been around since April of this year. Like it was.
Yeah, it's been like 5 months.
It's like a full grown adult being born, like walking out of the womb.
I feel just crowning, honestly, like a baby.
But that's it. It like doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like it feels like something that's been in the works for a really long time, because I think it takes a long time to develop an aesthetic and a sound that feels so like I already know what a gushy song sounds like, and that it doesn't. That it takes a long time for bands to develop that. And I think it's because the musicians in it have been doing.
We love music.
Well, everyone's been working on their own thing that has been leading you all to this like one place. So can you tell me about how Gushy came to be?
So,
and then we'll listen to some Gushy songs.
Amazing. Yeah, because there's a lot to talk about. Basically, maybe the end of April, I personally went out to here to Los Angeles because Tom Rushline, the amazing Tommy, asked me to come and play on his album that he was recording with a friend, John, who I had never met before, and basically gave me no information. And I was like, 1,000,000%, I will be there.
Right.
And so I got there and we ended up staying at John's house, where he actually was renting a house that had a studio in the back.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up just playing like
pretty much my dream come true, getting to play music like 6 to 8 hours a day, just hanging out and playing.
Yeah.
And it's so,
like, no big deal. You were just doing that, like, I was, Malibu, California. Like,
well, in Pasadena.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I was like, this is like pretty much the dream come true. I just love to play. So after the week, I guess Gushy was born, we just realized, like, we all just love to play together. We started writing a bunch of new tracks. The way that we, like, co-write, it just all clicks. It makes sense. And there were just so many people that got to come through, play in the studio. And now Gushy's members are 30 plus. Like, there's, like, so many people on all of these tracks. And it's been honestly really healing. Like, there's stuff that I threw in the trash, never showed to anyone, and now it's like on our album. So for me personally, it was like really healing to get to like take this music that I'd never really felt like had any confidence in, and then show it to other people, share it, and now it's like, oh my gosh, it exists. And like when I listen to it, it makes me feel
good. A certain way.
It makes me feel, my heart sore.
And like, that's how it feels for me too.
So for you know, John has written a bunch of songs, like just these epic rock ballads and like just epics, and Tom has so many of these like epics as well. So we all just kind of like threw all of our songs in, and then we have a bunch of other people that have just been in the studio. We'll do like a couple takes, or really a lot of the time like one take, and we just soar right through, and it's just things have just like kind of blossomed so naturally.
I think that's always a good sign, right? It's like, oh yeah, this is just happening and it's coming together, and the thing that comes out of it feels unforced, and
yeah,
it was meant to be a part of the world. It's also cool. I'm excited to hear other tracks. It sounds like you guys each bring something very different to the band, and then you can probably hear that in the final product.
I'm guessing. Yeah, so we actually we completed the master of our first album last night.
Wow. So this and is the debut.
Well,
how
yeah.
lucky
well,
are so, we as so listeners?
It's actually not going to be the exact thing, because on my USB, I don't have the final master. But basically,
that's an even cooler thing. This is going to be the only time in history that anyone can hear
this
the
version.
Unmastered version of a band that's going to blow up and that you're going to hear everywhere.
So 2 days ago, I did like a DJ mix of the album. Is 2 hours and like 10 minutes right now. It's 44 tracks.
Wow.
So I did a full DJ mix of the whole album nonstop, and then we went through and like, you know, there were like a couple times, you know, we had to do a little cutteroni, you know.
Yeah.
But then, so the full album is actually a full DJ mix.
So you can listen to it all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah. It's meant to be listened to all the way through. So, like, you go on like a long drive. Let's say you want to go from, you know, Columbia County, New York to Kingsville. It's like 2 hours, right?
That's good. Yeah. Or sometimes you need to just sit by yourself and escape into the world of Gushy for 2 hours, and you can do that. And should we listen to some and then we can come back? And because I feel like we're teasing it to people and not giving them a taste.
Yeah, I guess I'm like,
decide where you want to start. We're gonna hear a few songs, we're gonna talk about them, and then we're gonna hear some of Rager's solo stuff. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. So I think let's start with this track, and it's a short one.
Okay, beautiful. Here we go.
And this is, yeah.
How lucky are we that we got to hear that song for the first time on this show?
We had a little DJ faux pas moment.
Oh, we don't talk about those. We don't live in the past. We live in the future.
Oh, we live in the present.
We live in the present. We because live in it now.
Presence is a present.
True. And if that doesn't inspire you to go to wgxc.org/donate, I don't know what will.
So yeah, Gushy.
Gushy.
Shout out to everyone in Gushy. Shout out to Tommy.
Can we do a credits roll on some of those songs?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, but there's so many people.
You gotta pull it up.
Yeah, hold on.
That was so beautiful. It's cool, exactly what you were just describing. It's like all the songs you can clearly tell that they were made by, you can tell which songs were written by which members of your band. They all exist in the same universe.
Yeah.
It's the same 2-hour trip in which you'd want to hear all of them.
Yeah. And everything is very like, you know, we sat down together and talked it all over for the way that all the songs would flow into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything is dispersed. It's a wild ride. 44 tracks.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's called, the album is called Hard Banger Lovers.
That's really good. And when is it gonna, when is it releasing, and where, and where can people find it?
So we are gonna release it. We have to have our final band meeting. You know, mm-hmm. this is the Gushy way.
Yeah,
I'm thinking it might even be end of October. It's gonna be soon. It's possible you will have this album, Harbinger Lovers, very soon.
It's so good. I also feel like I'm anyone who's happens to be tuning in right now is going, oh wow, those are some really nice songs, and I'm like, I'm here to tell you why it's important to support community radio. But those of you listening right now don't even know how big this band is going to be. And when they are big and you get to tell your friends that you first heard them on WGXC, you heard an unmixed version of the songs before anyone did. I mean, what else is there to life than to be able to say that? You can say, I was driving home from, I was crossing the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Yeah.
And it was dark already. The moon was out. I think we're about a week after the full moon?
It's half right now.
Yeah, it's half. And the Hudson River was illuminated. And I decided to put on WGXC. I scrolled over. I turned the knob on my little car radio until it got to 90.7. And I heard I heard a couple songs I thought were really cool. And then I realized those songs were made by people that are my neighbors and people I see down at the coffee shop.
Oh, actually, one thing I really did want to promote is that I am going to be doing my final shift at the Half Moon.
The farewell
this coming
tour.
Tuesday. And I don't know if you know, but over the course of, I guess it's been a solid 26 weeks, I've had to leave, you know, but I have worked there about to be 26 times because I have been going through every single letter of the alphabet.
That's right.
And I only play music with artists that are that letter for mm-hmm. that week. Mm-hmm. So this is Z, baby.
We're at Z.
We're at Z,
and that's
baby.
Why you're quitting?
It just seemed poetic. You know, it seemed poetic. I'm
for you to base your marketing career.
Okay, I never also meant to work there. I was asked to work there to cover for someone.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I've never worked at the Half Moon before. And they were like, well, let's see.
I mean, they
just
believed in
you. Yeah,
we were talking about that earlier.
So January to now, I've made it through the alphabet. But please come see me.
I love that you're making financial decisions of your life based on
poetry.
Yeah, based on the poetry and the how romantic it would be to end on Z. Yeah, go see Rager for the farewell tour. Tell her how much you like the music you just heard. Ask her where you could buy the album. Maybe you'll get a sneak peek. Ask her about a t-shirt. You might be able to get yourself.
Oh yeah,
t-shirt.
We have t-shirts for sale.
You didn't let me finish though. What I was saying is,
oh yeah,
people are gonna be listening in the car right now. They're having a beautiful moment. They listen to a song that if that didn't make you tear up, there's something missing inside of you.
Were you weeping?
And I mean, if you weren't here, and then when you're gonna remember when. That's what I'm saying. Remember this moment. Speaking of being in the present. Have a moment. Have a mindful moment where you remember exactly where you were, and then you'll feel grateful, and you will realize the importance. Community radio, places where you can hear things you've never heard before, things that you won't hear on other stations because those people have advertisers to answer to and bigwigs and suits that call the shots, but not here. WGXC.org/donate. 518-697-7400. On last night's show, I gave a lot of we had a lot of tiers for donations. We said if you donate this much, we'll give you this, and
here's
what I was gonna say.
Well, donate a gushy shirt.
Rager says that if I was about to ask, I was like, I don't want to offer up. If anybody donates and says that they were listening to the Love Motel tonight, October 5th, 8 p.m. Donate any amount.
We got fresh shirts.
We got fresh shirts.
Only one has been purchased because of we didn't have someone to sell them in our show.
I've seen them printed locally.
They're printed locally in Hudson, New York by New Planet Screen Printing.
There you go. Again, you're supporting your community in three different ways at once.
Yeah.
The shirts are so cute.
They're really cute.
So yeah, free shirt coming your way.
John made the little gushy heart.
Gushy heart is perfect. We'll you
but how much are DM, how much are we saying?
I'm saying if you donate any amount.
No, but
any amount.
What about
I'm saying any amount.
$44 for the 44th.
Here's the thing, I feel like 44 that's
maybe
a lot
that
for
could
some
be,
people.
That's true. That's
so
true.
I want to say any amount, and then I'll donate the difference to 44.
I'll co-donate the difference.
There we go. You'll get a Degoshi t-shirt, and you get a support.
Wait, that's
your
so exciting.
Station.
Okay, and just let us know. We have from small to double XL.
Yeah, we can figure out the logistics kind of off air.
Yeah. But just so everyone else out there knows, that's what we got right now.
So I encourage you to donate. You'll feel good about yourself, and you'll get a cool t-shirt out of it. How's that? We're going to listen to a couple more songs because we're rounding out the show.
So I guess I can say that. So I had this beautiful, amazing opportunity to come out here and play a ton of music, which is really the best, my dream. And then I got back to Hudson and, you know, I've been performing these songs for like a really long time. And never recorded any of them. And I think it was like, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I just recorded everything. So now I have a 13-track album that I'm going to drop on my birthday, which is November 15th.
That's incredible.
And so I have these tracks that we can listen to a couple.
Wow. And so again, we're listening to things for the very first time.
This is all unreleased.
How lucky are you? How lucky are we
let's do this one.
Yeah. How lucky are we to not only get to hear these songs for the first time, but to even exist on the same timeline as Rager. you'll see what I mean when you hear this. Here's Lost in Translation.
Tell me it's not personal. Then tell me something personal. I've been screaming to you softly. I've been waiting to see clearly now, but you know it's not.
Thank you.
wish we could. I wish we could play this in the background, but we don't have. We're not equipped to do that at the moment. But I want to keep listening to it. That album's dropping November 15th on Bandcamp.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put it out on everything because so recently, you know, I feel like been holding on to a lot of music for a while and just like kind of like holding on to these ideas and also like, you know, a lot of like self-consciousness around it. Basically I was like, you know what, it's just time, like let me just start, because I've been talking about it for years, let me just start a label. And then wow. I can start just putting music out and making this happen, because I know that other people out here are having the same mm-hmm. situation that I'm in, which is like, I love to make, I love to create, but there's no vehicle to like do it, put it out. So I basically just learned how to, it's really easy on DistroKid to like, you know, do that. And then went to the DMV and started a business.
That's so sad. I mean, that's what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Like, you know, what are the elements that a scene needs in order to flourish?
Yeah.
And we have all the people.
Yeah.
There's so many. It was such a funny thing moving to Hudson and being like, what? And I think it's also, I'm sure it goes in waves, and I was there at like this one very particular time, but it is interesting to be like, what it needs to happen to unify these people to feel like there's a scene. And I feel like all of these little things that you're doing and the people around you are doing,
yeah,
it's really happening, and it's really special.
It's a really beautiful thing. It's really cool too. I haven't been doing it in like a while now, what feels like too long, but also being able to teach locally, like after school with music.
Yeah, you mean Hudson Youth?
Hudson Youth.
To be specific, yeah.
Yeah, because literally everybody that wants to make music should be making music, because it's a beautiful creative way to process life. It's just so important, and it's a creative way. It's not like, you know, I feel like personally when I have situations that happen in my life that you know get me emotionally, whatever version, agitation, whatever it might be, I use music as a vehicle rather than, you know, other more destructive forms.
That's beautiful.
And so like that, it's just I just it means so much to me. I'll get really corny about it, so we have to I'll get too wholesome.
The whole point of this pledge drive and the theme of this pledge drive being local music is that like that's so true for people, and I think there's parts of that that you can there's parts of that that's like you creating music for yourself, there's parts of that there is like listening to music that is important to you, but there's an element of listening to music that comes from your community that can only be fulfilled by watching someone you know either create music or going out and seeing bands or listening to the local station that plays the music that people in your community make, and it ties you all together. And I think that's a really beautiful
thing. It's such a beautiful thing, and I'm really thankful for WJXC for being a vehicle for that.
Yeah.
Do you know how many, I feel like there's been like three solid times where I've just dropped a track on WJXC and then never played it anywhere.
But I also feel like, I was talking to Peter about this, you guys would go on other shows to like promote your music, and
that's
so, and how do you get people to come out to your show if not to go on your local radio station and
ham it up
and also tell people that you exist. I'm gonna plug
and then can I promote stuff?
Yes,
thank you.
wgxc.org/donate. The phone number is 518-697-7400. We're always looking for sustaining supporters. It can be as little as $5 a day if that works, or $5 a month rather if that works for you. If $5 a day works for you, don't let me correct you. You should do $5 a day, but $5 a month, if that feels manageable, goes a really long way, because it takes all of us donating just a little bit, and we can make it happen. And Peter and I love to say this, but if you just moved here and you bought a house for cash, you should probably be doing like, let's say $100 a month.
Yeah,
I think you can do it. I think that'll be a way to say, I want to be a part of this community and I want it to thrive. WGXC.org/donate. Thanks for listening. Rager, thank you for debut. It's really an honor to have been the first ears to have heard that music. Plugs.
Okay, so Gushy, next show is going to be at the Avalon Lounge, Catskill, New York, December 2nd. Lineup TBD, but I hear murmur that Pookie Amsterdam, a local comedic legend, will be performing.
Truly, wow.
It's already in her calendar.
December 2nd?
December 2nd.
Avalon.
Avalon Lounge. The next CRN is October 21st, and Hunter Starkings is going to DJ, and also Scotia and Brad and me, Rager, I will be DJing. I'm so hyped.
truly a force to witness. I love to DJ. Rager on the ones and the twos.
Oh my god.
Really good.
Cannot wait for
actually,
that.
As someone who was originally a part of what CRN is now, my favorite thing would be to just be behind the, be doing B2B with Rager, but me just asking you to DJ the songs I want to hear. And that was, I was like, that's my contribution. I'm selecting and Rager's making it sound good. All right, we got like a minute and a half left.
Okay, what else? Come see me at the Half Moon on Tuesday.
All right.
I'll be working
Rager's
on that.
Farewell tour.
Yeah.
At the Half Moon. We're going to go out with a song. We're gonna go one more gushy song to take us out. I hope you all stay tuned for these albums dropping in full. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next month with our beloved Donna, who's been off the airwaves for a bit. We're reuniting. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting WGXC, and if you don't already, you should start doing that now. Good night.
Love you.
Get it. Yeah.